We limit our experience with God when we live in Christian isolation.
Dr. Tony Evans talks about the relationship between our connection with other people and our connection to Christ.
And some things don't happen just because you're a Christian. Some things happen because you're an attached Christian.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Pieces of firewood burn much hotter when they burn together. Today, Dr. Evans explains that believers who want to be on fire for the Lord work the same way. Let's join him as he explains.
I want to talk to you today about experiencing God together. You see, that's something you need to know about God's nature. You know it, but sometimes its practical implication is often left out. God exists in both the one and the many. We believe there's only one God, but we believe that the one God consists in three co-equal persons: God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, unique in their personhood and personality, yet unified in their essence and their purpose. They function as one, even though they are distinct in their personhood. The popular name for that is the Trinity. But God exists both as one and as many. The greatness of God is not merely in his singularity. There's one God. The greatness of God is in his collectivity, the triuneness or triunity of God, Trinity. God not only is that way, God not only functions that way, but when God wants to work in history, he crafts history to work that way. I don't have time during this series. It's worthy of a series of its own. But I was noticing all the time in Scripture where God talks about things becoming one, connected to his movement. In marriage, he calls it one flesh. He calls the church one body. You're going to see in the passage today, he talks about it being one new man. He keeps bringing up one, and for a very important reason. And it is the thesis of what I want to share with you today. As an individual Christian, you can experience God to a point, to a certain level. God expects you, God expects me to grow in our faith, in our maturity as individual people. However, there are some aspects of experiencing God you will never ever experience individually. It is only as you are connected to his people and his purposes that he will let you see things you will never see in your private Christian experience. Don't misunderstand me. Certain things you experience just because you individually are a child of God. But there are many other things, greater things, that God never limits to his individual relationship. If you have children, certain things your children experience simply because they're your children. So John will experience this, Ruth will experience this, Betty will experience that, because these children are all individual children. But there are certain things they cannot experience individually unless they're attached to the group. Family vacation. You only get family vacation if you're with the family. If you're not with the family, you don't experience family vacation. Does that mean you can't go outside and have a good time? No. You can go outside and have a good time, but what you can't have is family vacation without being attached. One of the things we have missed, and it has shown up in a multiplicity of ways, is experiencing God collectively. There's such an emphasis on individuality and individualism. Not all of it's bad, not all of it's wrong, but it's such an emphasis on it that you can easily forget God's collective program and your participation or lack thereof in it, and the implications of being disconnected. I want to talk to you for a few moments today about experiencing God together. Paul wrote the book of Ephesians. And the book of Ephesians is a book about the church. It is my favorite New Testament book. And one of the problems that Paul had to address when writing the church at Ephesus was a racial conflict in the church. There was a racial divide in the church between Jews and Gentiles. That was racial, that was religious. It had numbers of nomenclature and numbers of aspects to it. But it was basically two groups who couldn't get along. They couldn't stand each other, basically. But then Jesus Christ creates this thing called the church. And Paul must come and explain to these two groups of people, don't bring that mess in here. I know y'all hate each other out there. I know before you were converted, you didn't get along. I know you lived over there and they lived over here. I know there was a split in the relationship, but you part of something new now. Don't bring that mess in here. For example, in Ephesians chapter 2, he says to them in verse 14, "For he himself is our peace, who made both groups into one." See, there's one again. "And broke down the barrier of the dividing wall." In the temple, there was a division. The Gentiles couldn't go any further, for Jews only. It was a division. There were railroad tracks, so to speak, you could not cross. Places you could not go if you were a Gentile. And Jesus Christ comes on the scene and it says he tore down that wall. Don't bring that mess in here. In verse 16, "that he might reconcile them both into one body." Here's one again. "To God through the cross, by it having put to death the enmity," or the conflict, "between you two groups of people." Don't bring that mess in here. Verse 18, "for through him we both have our access in one spirit to the Father." There's our word one again. He continues, "so then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fit together is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling place in the Spirit." Together. I hate to tell you this, but you're not an only child. It's our Father who art in heaven, not my daddy who is in heaven. You are part of something bigger. And to miss the bigger in the name of my own personal Christian experience is to limit your personal Christian experience. You will get more of God by connecting with God's purposes through his people than you can ever get in your private experience with God. In Acts chapter 4, the Bible says they came together, God's people came together on one accord. And when they cried out with one voice to God, it says the building where they were standing shook. Because it couldn't handle that much presence and power of God represented by the collective gathering of God's people in one place, so the building shook. See, that's why you don't want to be an unattached Christian. You can get a little something, something here and a little something, something there, but certain things need more than a little something, something. It's of such magnitude. It's of such implication that you need to experience God. We need to experience God together. That's why even Jesus said, some things don't happen just because you pray. He says, some things happen because you fasted and prayed. In other words, there are different levels to this thing. And some things don't happen just because you're a Christian. Some things happen because you're an attached Christian. You may not be able to appreciate this principle today because you may not need it right now. But you can bet your bottom dollar, that is if you were a betting person, you can bet your bottom dollar at some point in your life, you're going to need something bigger than you can pull off on your own. You're going to need something bigger than your skills, resources, relationships, friendships. They won't be able to fix all that. You're going to need an intrusion of God at a deeper level. And on that day, you better be attached. See, what you can't do is say, God, take care of me, but don't use me to take care of anybody else. So you can't do that. Far too many Christians are like teenagers living in a house. They want their own room. They want their own television. They want their own iPod. They want their own phone. And then they will shut and lock their door. But then they'll ask, what's for dinner? In other words, they want convenience when it comes to the corporate, but they don't want to be disturbed until it's something they want. What a lot of folk want is convenience when it comes to the kingdom of God. God bless me. God help me. God meet my needs. God do this for me. But now don't expect me to be a vehicle to minister to anybody else. Don't expect that. Only bless me when I'm in need of you. You limit, we limit, I limit our experience with God when we live in Christian isolation.
Dr. Evans will have more to say about leaving those limitations behind when he continues our message in just a moment. Stay with us.
Do you want to experience God's deliverance? How about gain His wisdom? Maybe you want to have a greater impact for His kingdom. Or perhaps you just long to know who you really are in God's eyes. These are just some of the blessings that come from pursuing God and knowing Him intimately. And you can discover how to do that with Dr. Tony Evans' newest book, Knowing God, along with DVD Bible study and study guide. Get yours today at TonyEvans.org.
And tomorrow is the last day to take advantage of our special offer on the Knowing God package that includes the resources you just heard about, the Power of Knowing God book, interactive study guide, and resource DVD, as well as all 8 full-length messages on CD and digital download from Tony's current teaching series, Knowing God. Let one of our resource team members help you make the arrangements today by calling 1-800-800-3222, day or night. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222. Or make your contribution and request online at TonyEvans.org. That's TonyEvans.org. I'll have all of that contact information for you once again after part 2 of today's message and this.
The reviews for Dr. Evans' study Bible and commentary have continued to pour in. Arlene wrote, "Absolutely love this study Bible. The Kingdom Living sections provide relevance to our day-to-day living with practical examples. The Q&A sections help us to pick Dr. Evans' brain on certain topics without being in front of him." Get a copy of Dr. Tony Evans' study Bible and commentary today.
In chapter 4, he says God has established leaders in verse 11, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, to equip the saints for the work of service to the building up of the body of Christ. He says he gives leaders to equip members to make the body of Christ bigger, stronger, and more effective. He brings people together, Jews and Gentiles. We might say today, blacks and whites and Hispanics or Asians or the poor, the middle class, and the rich. People from different backgrounds, different histories, different orientations to come together to get something more in experiencing God than they could ever get being apart. That's why the Bible tells husbands and wives to be one flesh, because you can get more as one than you can ever get being two. You can get more as one from God. In fact, he tells the husband, don't even bother to pray if you're two. Until you become one, God's not listening. So the absence or the presence of this connectivity increases or decreases your experience of God. So a lot of us are limiting God's giving us his knowledge or a knowledge of him because we're not attached. Notice verse 13, key verse. Until we all attain, notice it's not just about you, to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a, singular, mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. Notice what he said, till we all experience God together. The Greek word for knowledge is epignosis. Epignosis means full knowledge, complete knowledge, or even the word we're using, experiential knowledge. I want to experience God. I don't know about you, but I don't need more theology. I mean, we can always learn more, but what I need is to see him for myself. I need to see him move, not hear somebody talk about when he used to move a long time ago in somebody else's life. He says, until we all attain. The goal of God is corporate impact, not merely individual impact, but without losing your uniqueness. God's not trying to make you somebody else. He's trying to make the you he made you beneficial to the whole. A football team has 11 players on the field at any given time. Each position is different, but they're operating on one play headed toward one goal. The unity is in the play called and the goal. The unity does not disturb their individual unique roles on the field. But what God wants to do is all move toward the same goal. He calls it the unity of the faith and the epignosis, the experiencing of the knowledge of the Son of God to one mature man. God doesn't want you growing and not the person next to you not growing. He doesn't want some getting spiritual and some staying carnal. He says, I want you involved so that the whole church is focused this way. So that the people of God are all moving here and moving in this singular direction. Are moving toward this common destination and common goal. So that verse 14, we, because he's talking about everybody, are no longer children. He wants us to be stable. Why? Because we're connected. See, my hand can only go so far over here because it's being held hostage by my body. My body won't allow my hand but to go so far right or so far left. Because its connectivity has limited its independence. Now, this arm can do some things right now that this arm is not doing. And this arm can do some things. And it can do it independently of this arm and of this leg and of this nose. It can do its thing out here, but only so far. It can't go out that door without dragging the rest of me with it. Why? Because connectivity has limited its independence. It has not negated its independence. It's just limited its independence because it's connected. You know why believers can go left and stay left? They're not connected. Or they're connected on a piece of paper called membership, but they're not connected on a relationship. That's why we can go so far and not be drawn back because there's no connectivity. He says, until we all attain. How does this happen? How do we get there? Here it is. This is a little uncomfortable verse, but it's in there. So we got to talk about it. Verse 15. But speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects unto him who is the head, even Christ. He says, in the family of God, if you want to experience God at a higher level than you could ever experience individually as a Christian, you must be in an environment, here it is, where you speak the truth in love. Where you speak the truth in love. I need to say that one more time. The thing that should mark the church that wants to experience God is you speak the truth in love. Now, why is this critical to experiencing God? Most of us, when we came in the church this morning, drug in our lies with us. Some of those are lies that we know about, and some are lies that we don't know about. It's just been attached to us so long we don't know it's a lie. Because we were raised that way. My mama was that way. My daddy was that way. Many people who grew up believing in slavery didn't think it was wrong because that's how they were raised. They thought this was normal. This was okay because certain people get certain benefits or other people don't. That was just the way they were raised. So they thought it was the truth even though it was a lie. Because they were just raised that way. Doesn't excuse the lie, but it means that they had the lie as part of their worldview in which they were raised. And so they operate that way. Well, here's the problem with that. When you are operating on a lie, you automatically limit or cancel God's involvement because he's the God of truth. So God will not mix it up with a lie because he's the God of truth. So you can talk about it, pray about it, counsel about it. You can do all that about it. But until you face the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. God is not involved. And the thing that should be present in the church is the truth. Not my truth or your truth. You know, we got folk going around here talking about, well, I know my truth. It's either the truth or it is the lie. All right? Okay, so that raises the question. What's the truth? The truth is always and only what God says about a matter. The truth is always and only what God says about a matter. Many times when you face how God feels about a matter, you won't be happy. It will go against our history, background, perspective, the media, even public education or college or whatever. It will go against the grain. If you want to experience God, and if you want the people you know, love, care about, and worship with to experience God, then truth must reign. When I'm confronting my sin, you're confronting your sin, and we have to confront the truth. That's not pretty, but that's the place where you experience God. Which means, in the Church of Jesus Christ, people have to be free enough to speak the truth.
Dr. Tony Evans, talking to us about the importance of knowing God together. And that all starts with acknowledging and accepting the free gift that God has given us through Jesus Christ. To learn more, visit TonyEvans.org and click on the link that simply says Jesus. You'll find a straightforward presentation from Tony on what it means to be a Christian and how you learn to know God deeply as you begin a brand new eternal life. Again, that's at TonyEvans.org. And while you're there, don't forget, tomorrow is the last day to take advantage of that powerful package of resources I mentioned earlier. It includes all 8 messages from our current series, Knowing God, as well as Tony's newly released book, The Power of Knowing God. And we'll even include the interactive study guide and resource DVD containing custom material he recorded specifically for this study. They're all yours when you make a contribution to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station. So be sure to drop by TonyEvans.org today to make the arrangements before this offer runs out tomorrow. That's TonyEvans.org. Or reach out to our resource center at 1-800-800-3222, where team members are standing by around the clock to help you. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222. Well, tomorrow, more from Dr. Evans on why the Christian life is like a classical concerto. It's intended for an orchestra, not just a bunch of soloists. I hope you'll be with us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.